We join the Super Legit crew before the show as we talk about facial hair and egos.
I feel like I've only just recently discovered, like, you know how there's a gender difference between what the genders worry about? And only recently have I realized how much I was like, oh, this is like a major concern for men, this idea of having a patchy beard. Like that is like a source of a lot of conversation, and that is not something that would ever occur to me in ever. Like, ever.
Yeah, I'm not a real man.
I've never looked at a man and gone,
well,
like, man, that beard.
Well, that's because you have a thick, luxurious beard, Jen.
Well, thank you. Yes, exactly. I've grown it out, and I'm braiding it now.
There's a little bit of an older book. I think it was called The Gift of Fear, and it covers that idea or that phenomenon of, like, what the number one thing women are scared of and the number one thing men are scared of. Mm. And at the time that the book was written, the research they found, or studies they based things on, was that women report being number one thing they're afraid of is being murdered, and men, the number one thing they fear is being laughed at.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah.
And that seems like those two things could come together in one situation very easily.
There's some chocolate and peanut butter here.
one can begat the other one quite well.
That is very interesting.
Yeah.
Can I just say one thing before we get into this?
No,
like, dude,
do it.
That is absolutely like the quintessential idea of how men and women live in two different worlds.
Oh, yeah.
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 This dude is worried about his little tiny ego being hurt, and she's worried about losing her very life.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the difference. Yeah.
Who says I have a tiny ego? I don't have a tiny ego. Who's in the pool? Fuck you.
And I think it's time to start the show. The Super Legit Podcast, everyone. I am your host, Jet Kaufman. Oh, Josh, what is it? I gotta hear what's got your goat.
No, I'm just listening.
You're just listening.
Fine.
You're just listening.
I'm here. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's Josh Spence, everyone. Just listening.
Just listening.
We've got Jen Burton.
Oh, hello. I'm also just listening today.
We have Sean Michael Boozer.
Listening but judging silently.
Oh, I want to hear you loudly judge. Chris Compton.
I'm sorry, what?
Chris Sanders.
Hey, girl, tell me about your day.
And my lovely co-host, Michael Hyman.
Hello. Hi, Jet. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you. I am already in such a good mood. This is the highlight of my week.
Very nice. I'm happy for
yours.
You.
Is it your highlight, too?
It's not really up there.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. We all have our different priorities.
I'm having such a fun time. This is great.
And it's just us this week, right? You know, we've got a classic homebrew episode.
Yeah,
Michael?
No very special guest this week.
Oh.
Making this its own very special episode.
I think that just if there's no one very special, then that makes us all very special.
Very true.
Transitive properties or something like that. I don't do math. What's our question this week, Michael Hyman, for this crew?
Before we jump in, can I say, Jen did say that before you said that. I wanted to get
that. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to
this know. Is, thanks, Chris. I appreciate
it. Yep. We did talk
every writer's room I've ever been in.
Okay.
That was what I figured.
Yeah. We talked before the show about how men and women live in a very different world from each other, and that is the perfect example there.
Can I just say what Compton
did
right there?
Perfect example or pervert example?
Both.
Both.
Whatever your ear holes want to hear.
Ooh. I know what I want to hear.
Let's get to the question. Never mind.
Well, for everyone, this week's question comes from listener Thelonious Militrax. And the question is, who is someone who you love with all your heart that if you had met them under any other circumstances, you would not be able to stand them?
This is such a specific question.
It really is, and I want to know who hurt Thelonious.
This came from an actual listener too, which, by the way, that is an option. You guys can submit these
Apparently, this listener was searching for a way to do so and did so through our friend Chris Thompson. So you can email contact@superlegitpod.com, or you can you can tag us or PM us on Instagram, on Threads, or on Facebook.
Not doing the bit this time. Seriously, could you say that again just so I can get it properly?
It's a lot.
I didn't want to do a bit wrong. Yes. So for Josh's benefit and only Josh, who is someone who you love with all your heart that if you had met them under any other circumstances, you would not be able to stand them?
Oh my gosh, Chris Sanders. Just, he's so, he's so just like a perfect human being. Like he's good looking and he's funny and he owns a home and he has a good family. And like the family members go A, B, C, and D because that's such a, And then he's just so fucking nice to me. Just like, had I not met him at the time where I was casting shows and like felt powerful with the slight little bit of power someone gave me to book shows where I felt just a little bit secure about myself, I don't know if I could have stood the guy. Because as soon as the theater that I was at closed, like, I haven't liked Chris since, but like... No, I think that honestly, I think that about everybody, right? Like, I think everybody, especially in this room, who's here, has made me a better person. I think.
So you're saying that if you met us, all of us outside of improv, you wouldn't like us?
Had you not been such a piece of shit when we all met you,
you would.
Right.
I have a feeling this has just turned into like jokingly, oh, this person's so terrible. I love them so much. I hate them. Ha, ha, ha.
I honestly do think, though, the improv thing, I know we don't want to always talk so inside baseball about it, but I really do think that helped because when you're in that classroom or you're doing those shows, you're kind of, you know, taught, hey, we're all on the same level. We're all doing this together. And I know, like, how cool you guys think I am, but I tend to suffer from a huge, like, imposter syndrome.
Don't everybody speak at once.
Josh, you're cool. You play guitar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just automatic.
That's inherently cool.
And you have a sweet mustache.
And he is wearing sunglasses.
It's
And
a leather jacket.
Yeah,
and that sweet pompadour.
Only jacket.
As Jen said, a cigar. Absolutely.
The ascot may be a bit much for me, but it looks good on you.
Really, the outfit isn't coming together. Is what we're saying.
You're sitting in a hot tub.
Yeah. That Lambo behind you is sweet, by the way.
Yeah.
Can I ask what an A, B, C, D, E family is?
There's no E. Yes.
Right. Okay. No E. What does that mean?
It's a perfect improv family. You go from A to D. Yeah.
I still don't understand.
All the names, first names start with each letter.
Oh, your children and your...
Abercrombie, Chris, and Desmond.
Was that really cute.
So good. Yeah. That's so good.
When we had our short list of names, we had Desmond for the D name, but then the other two options were like Oliver and Emerson. And
not the Brandy's one you chose.
Brandy's excuse for allowing that if we went with a non D name, that the dog that we have would cover the D, because we are dog people and we'll always have a dog. But I that didn't.
And with how the dogs really love to just get into your crotch, they're always covering the D.
Now, this is a different question, but
Jet is also very cool all of the time.
Remember when Jet used to be better than that?
I don't.
I actually don't. Yeah. No. I think we just preemptively gave him credit as if he was.
Okay, that's on me.
Oh, I've had caffeine tonight,
It's super!
All right, Jet, it's a 10-year anniversary reunion.
Yep.
Everybody from our old theater is coming back together. This is the time.
I'm not ready for this.
I'm not either, but this is the situation that we are in. This is the
now. Do you feel nauseated? I feel nauseated.
You know what? I am, but I'm going to tell everybody I feel great because you know what? My thing is I can't let people hurt me anymore. And you know what? I think that's a lesson we should both take.
Are you guys here for the Glasshouse Theater reunion?
You bet I am. Yep. totally
okay,
not.
Okay, great. You guys want to move this way and get into this line? Because there's a lot of people here from the old days.
Are we in the
all,
wrong?
You know, we want to keep this line moving.
Oh, God. Once again.
No, you're in the right line. You're here for the Glass House reunion, Theater reunion.
I should have paid better attention. I'm sorry. I just. I'm never really aware of my surroundings. I'll get in the line. I'm so sorry. Did we get in anyone's way? Is anyone like upset with us or anything?
Oh, wait
like,
a minute. I remember you two. You guys were in Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Were Dead, huh? I remember the two of you in that performance. It's almost like you never left those characters. Look at you two, just standing in line arguing and like not getting anywhere. I love this.
She remembers us. She remembers us, Josh.
I think that's a victory.
Oh my god!
I'm going to ditch the persona that I.
Hey guys! It's me, Chad. I don't know what you guys are. I don't really recognize you guys, but I'm sure you remember me. I'm totally so busy. I got my. I've been producing. I've been writing.
I've been liking all your posts,
dude. I am so.
I follow you on Instagram, on TikTok, on Threads, on Kabumble, on everything.
Thank you. I still don't know who you are. You're faceless to me because I'm all about stuff going
on.
That's fine.
I can remind you, we did a Roadhouse show on the side of the PCH 7 years ago. We had a 5-minute two-man set.
Does not ring a bell. Not ringing a bell. But I'm Chad. I'm sure you guys know who I am.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad to see you guys out here still trying to make it.
Oh my god.
I have so much respect for you guys. Journeymen are what this career is really all about. I'm more of a doer making things happen.
Right.
But good for you guys.
Cool.
Hey, Chad. Chad.
What's up?
Sorry to interrupt you. Can you get back to the snack table? Because I can see that there's
a lot of
people
waiting for
snacks.
Guys, I got to get back on it. Excuse me one second. I got to get back. My M&Ms are calling. All right.
If you could.
Deuces.
Okay, great.
Josh, did you expect Chad to like acknowledge us at all tonight?
He's hiding me first. I think this is the break that we're looking for.
Of course he did. Absolutely.
And when I get in, I'm bringing you with me because that's how that works. I mean,
oh my god, buddy. Oh my god. Thank you. I don't know. I'm not sure how I want to be brought. Like, am I up for it? I don't know that I can handle this. This is too much pressure.
You're fine. Okay. It's the last thing. The past 10 years have been exactly nothing has changed in our relationship. So why should it change now? You're fine.
Do you have a paper
bag?
Hey
guys,
do you have a paper bag?
Once again, you've held up the line. There's literally like a massive space between you and the next person in line. If you could just, you know, pay attention to the spacing.
Should we get out of the line, let everybody go, and then we'll get in the back of the line just so the line keeps moving?
My space work was always not good enough. I'm so sorry.
No, so many tables.
Beautiful.
Oh.
I remember when you were in Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead, and that part where you're backstage and you're listening to Hamlet.
That's right.
And
I was Hamlet.
Exactly what happened.
Yeah. Do you remember what I said?
Wait, no, you weren't Hamlet. You were Rosencrantz.
You're,
I'm sorry.
Now you're denying my
That's
reality.
That's my memory of
wow.
it.
Okay.
He played both roles.
Cut to the show.
And that's the end of our show. I'm glad that you appreciated it. Cut back.
That was so great. I was the only person in the audience.
Hey, but you know what? It's those.
That was you. Oh my god.
You guys were just
so
amazing. But I just don't remember the show itself at all. I think Hamlet was in there somewhere. Anyway, oh man, look, the line is moved. There's so much space again. You got to keep it. Just keep moving forward.
Oh my god. We keep doing this. I'm sorry. You're distracting us. We don't normally get compliments or acknowledgement or people talking to us. Yeah.
Well, I've kept track of both of you all these years. You know, I mean, way back when I started this theater company with my partner and lover, Johnson Franks. You were two of the first actors that I you know was really interested in hiring for some jobs.
Really? What? Why didn't you hire us for those jobs?
Well, you were in Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead. Do you not remember that? Who do you think? I was there. I was the only person in the audience.
Oh my god, you were the
mysterious
benefactor.
I'm gonna bring the snacks out to the people. I'm just gonna throw snacks at people. Here, ketchup M&Ms.
Ow.
Hot Cheetos.
Hey, Twizzler, god. Twizzler, Twizzler. Twizzle me,
Chad.
Twizzle me.
Twizzled.
Oh, that went in deep. Woo.
Sorry, that's Chad. He's my son.
What?
He's your son?
Oh my god. How did we not know this?
I have to have him around here.
When you do.
When Johnson, Franks, and I, you know, we were together for a while. We had this son, and then Johnson disappeared, and he kind of left me with the theater, which is part of the reason why I'm having this reunion, so I can, like, make some cash for the theater.
Oh.
Get it, like, rolling again.
Was there an expected donation?
Oh, did you guys not pay already?
I'm going to just step out of this line.
It's $100. Oh, no, you got to stay in the line. Look, there's all this space up in front. Look, we got to keep this line moving forward.
Oh, well, the line is way there, and we're behind. We're not technically in the line anymore.
I'm just going to grab both your hands, and we're just going to be running up to the... Yep, here we go. All the way up, and we're behind the very last person.
Run with them! Go, Mom! Go!
Thanks for your support, Chad.
That seems accurate.
That was a cutscene from Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are Dead.
Yeah.
That was one of those slice of life scenes.
Very much.
Yeah.
That seems like it would be less depressing than my high school reunion, though. So, like, I was.
Oh, good.
Have you guys done?
I've avoided all high school reunions, but like that, my imagination of it is that. Yeah, the only way I would go to my high school reunion is dress in like a orange like prison outfit,
mm-hmm.
handcuffs, police escort, and then just tell everybody how great my life has been since I found Jesus.
That would actually
that's brilliant.
Yeah,
that's great.
Like, if you're gonna go, you gotta commit.
That's really good. We just had our 20th anniversary reunion. Here's how well it went. I'm on the Hart High School like Facebook page, and they're like, "Hey, we're gonna do this. Who's interested?" And like nobody responded. So the class president was like, "Hey, we're gonna make this a thing. Who's it?" No one still responded. She's like, "Okay, I'm gonna set this up for this night." So you guys know, nobody responded. You see where this is going. Okay, it's going to be $175 a ticket for everybody to cover the reservation costs. Okay, just so you guys know. And then, like, they're like, they just kept trying to bring it up. I think, like, 7 people showed up.
Oh, wow. No.
And then...
That is way bigger than it sounded. Like it
was it was all, I guess, her friends, I suppose. And then she was like, "Hey, guys, so... I know you guys couldn't make it, but I still put money down. So if you just want to Venmo me, that'll be cool." Wow.
That's terrible.
And then like a week later, got a notice of like how the Facebook page was shutting down.
Wow.
That's like
high school. We can no longer afford this free Facebook page.
That person sounds like somebody's answer to this question.
Shit, I know, right?
I don't know, but you have to... It's someone you have to love with all your heart first.
Right.
Which that's what's making this difficult is because it's like, there's no way to really know if you would still love anyone that you already love.
Mm-hmm.
Had you met under different circumstances, because you never would meet under different circumstances. So there's really no way to know. And this goes back to like the time we talked about, would you rather be loved or respected?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think there's coworkers might fit into this thing, but you know, you don't just love with all your heart your coworkers. I think you respect them, but under any other circumstance, most coworkers you would immediately not respect.
Yeah. They literally have to pay you to be around them.
Yes.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
I wonder if the questioner has a very specific person in mind that they're referring to. Like, it's because it's the guidelines are so, the parameters are so,
Yeah, this one gets into the psychology of whoever asked the question now. And of course, they gave obviously a completely real name here. So we'll have to go track them down and figure out what the deal was. But I would be really
Thelonious
curious
Militrax
to understand it.
Of the famous Montana Militraxes.
That's right. Mm. That's right. Yes. We do need to make it out to Montana one of these days.
You know, family members kind of fall into this framework because
I do
the
think
truth
that's
is it's like, you know, there are family members that I literally do not want to be around, but I love them. Right. I would give them a kiss, but I don't want to hang out with them because they drive me insane and make me feel bad about myself.
Right.
So, maybe that's like one that kind of like falls into it, right?
Sure.
Not calling out anybody in particular.
I will give you a kidney, but to get this kidney, you must go away from me.
I'll send it in the mail.
My kidney and never come back.
I will have it removed, put in ice, and then FedEx it to you, and you can do it like you want.
Yeah, I didn't donate this kidney because I wanted it around.
I feel like without being specific, because it actually is this vague too, like I have friends who are really, really, really into things that I am really, really, really not to like extreme degrees. Mm. Like the people who are either super religious or super spiritual or really, really into like the alternative medicine, spiritual crystal stuff that like is the antithesis of me. And they are absolutely people that I met in specific circumstances that were not related to that, who I grew to find are some of the people I love the most and are like people who I care about so much. But normally if I were confronted with someone who started with that, I'd be like, cool, I'll be over here and not build that relationship with that person. Which absolutely like is sends you a message right there about like the kinds of walls we put up in front of people. And when I evaluate that, it like it actually does make me question, okay, what are those barriers? And I know other people who like are really good at having friends that they disagree with massively about really important things. And it's really hard for me to get past that to start a connection with someone.
See, I feel like this is something that's changed over the last like, I don't know, let's say 8 years.
What happened like, 8 years ago?
Notice I didn't mention politics.
Like when people are like, because this is something you often hear, like, but you know, we have completely different feelings about politics, but we are still friends. You're like,
right.
So about politics, what you mean is like, your friend is a gay person with children and you want the government to take their children away.
Right.
Like that's not like, that's not like, let's agree to disagree. Like I'd like, you think your house should be around and I think people should burn it down, but we don't have to not like get along because of that. Like,
exactly.
I think like the good thing about social media is it's basically like, essentially, it's like everybody's colonoscopy video is out for everyone to see. Like, you can see the worst, most internal part of everybody first.
Yeah.
And that, like, maybe not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Like, maybe not a bad thing to say, you know what? I don't want to be a part of that. Because otherwise, it gets sprung on you. And, like, when you get, like, neck deep down into a friendship with somebody, and then they suddenly, like, you know, like, something comes, like, some like some sort of like cab driver surprise party racism. You're like, oh, you know, and then what do you do? Like you're stuck with them at that point.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's interesting. First of all, my colon is beautiful.
Yes, it is.
And
very pink.
We've all seen the video.
Pure as the driven snow.
Yeah, we've seen your reel.
I've sent it out as my
with your colonoscopy. Yes.
Wait till you guys see my Hanukkah card this year. You're going to love it. Also, dude, that brings up a great question. The opposite of that, like someone you absolutely like adored, think the world of, and they show that part of them that is so dark and away from who you are as a human being that you just are turned like, it's so funny. Like those people, I can list off some people right now, but like, it's so weird going the other way. And I think it's to Jet's point, it's because not through any fault of their own. It's just like, I've already decided like, this is not my people, you know?
Yeah.
So
off that of that, I am curious, especially if it helps people. Cause I know this question is tricky. Like the opposite of that would also be really interesting. Like those kinds of scenarios where like, you know, you grew away from someone that mattered the world to you as you found out who they were. You know, if you've got versions of that, I'd be fascinated too. But yeah, this is tricky for exactly these reasons.
Yeah, I think the hard thing is that nobody wants to name a human being.
Yeah. That's Jerry Johnson.
You notice how I was generic about people I know.
My father.
and I do want to say that Jen was trying to say that first. I totally stepped on
my
that.
My father's name is Jerry Johnson. I feel like that's happened to me. I feel like that happens a lot in love relationships, to be honest. Like, you know, you start out with somebody, they're showing their best self.
Right.
Sure. And as you get to know them, especially if you're just like dating or you have, this has happened to me with crushes before, like, you know, things that haven't gone anywhere. And I kind of get to know somebody and they seem really cool and interesting and good. And then over time, I've found out more and more about them and been like, oh, this person really does like an extraordinary amount of drugs. This person does, not that I have anything wrong with drugs, it's just not something that I want to be around necessarily.
Right.
Or this person has a history of screaming at people. You know, like you find that out from somebody else and you're like, oh, that's not great. And
like,
you know,
the version of that is when you go on a date and they've been wonderful to you up to this moment and you go to a restaurant and they shout at the waiter.
That actually, okay. I have a real example of
that
then.
Let's go.
Please. Yes. So, I'm glad I said that.
I was with somebody who I had a crush on and we were hanging out, and this was a long, long time ago. And this person, how do I tell this story? Actually, you know what? Mm-hmm. Come back to me. I have to figure out a way to tell this story.
I have a question.
Like, doesn't have details about this human.
Yes.
I don't actually know how to tell this story.
You go sketch out the story.
I'm going to think about it in a way that...
Jen's consulting with her attorney right now.
I might not be able to tell this one, and I don't want you to have to edit the show. Somebody else go.
Can I just point out how we were so focused on her story and she had her little finger up against her mouth and we were all like just rapt attention and she's like,
so sorry.
I can't tell this.
Like, teased us. Yes.
I'm sorry, I forgot that I was being recorded. I had one of those moments.
Yep. What's this question, Josh? I want to hear.
How long are you on your best behavior before your potential partner sees the real you? That's a fucking question I want to know.
Oh, man.
Ooh. Everyone does it. Everyone does.
Right. I feel like
I have a month and a half in me, and then I'm out.
Yeah, I feel like I am such an obsessive people pleaser in so many ways. Like, I am especially the kind of person who's like always. I have whatever the disorders are that like I'm constantly afraid of people being unhappy with me. So I feel like I still do that to a degree, but I historically spent too long. Well, I've been married for 6 years
now.
So you're
on 6 years?
We've been together for 12 years. Yeah. Like, there are still moments where I hesitate or, like, you know, she expresses an opinion that's the opposite of mine. And I'm like, how honest do I want to be about my opinion now? It's like, I always want to impress my spouse. Like, I love her and I always want her impressed with me. Like, my favorite reactions on Facebook are her likes. And so it's like... You know, it's just there's moments where I still try to be the better.
Which is
person
so weird because when I give you an idea premise, you shoot that shit down so hard, so fast.
Yeah, yeah. No, our honeymoon was over fast, Josh.
Right. Yeah. Well, no, but Kaufman.
That's what people have called me for years, but much more literally. Yeah. Long before improv.
I consider myself a people pleaser, but there's also this dynamic that's been happening as I age. Like, I have less, we were talking about this earlier, Jen, less tolerance for nonsense and stuff that, like, if somebody is like, and so also the other side of that coin is I have less energy to put into being somebody, being my better, this is myself. I don't have a better self. This is who it is. It's just so much easier. What I'm saying is I'm a lazy human being. I don't mind if you see what a horrible human being I am up front, because I'm not putting on a facade.
I think Shawn Michael is saying that he has 0 days of pretending to be somebody else.
The kudos, man.
0% of the time.
Wow.
There's a sign behind him that says 0 days without effort.
Hey, super. Oh, I'm so glad we could finally have dinner together. I've been looking forward to this for a week at least. Please sit down. Have a seat.
Yeah, thanks. I showed up because I was hungry. So we're both on the same page, I think. All right.
That's convenient. This is one of the best French restaurants in the city. I picked it very specifically because I wanted to demonstrate to you just like the level of taste and sophistication that you can expect from going out with someone like me.
Is
Bonjour.
There
a, welcome to...
Wow. That two serve. This is the sort of thing that they do here.
This
they
is
have
incredible,
two servers.
Yeah. Well, either one of the servers, do you guys have this in English? Because I don't put on airs. I don't speak French.
The only word American. I speak in French is hello, bonjour. And my stinky American friend who is shadowing me today, it is his job to do the greeting. He just was keeping his big fat American mouth shut. So I thought I should step in and do the greeting, get your drink order, but he started to open his mouth and fail at his job immediately, which you Americans are so good at. So, Philip, if you don't mind.
Let me just say, I appreciate the breath of freshness that is your honesty about how you feel about your coworker, and I just appreciate that. Thank you. So,
They say this is the Ed DeBevics of French restaurants.
It is the Henri DeBevics.
Are you saying Henry or Henri?
Henri.
Henri, okay.
I don't think that clarified it that much, but we'll just go with it.
Philip, well, if you would like to do your job as the server in training...
Yeah, I want to hear from this dirty American server. This is great.
Yeah, let's fill in some time here, Philip.
Hi, I'm Philip. I am a dirty American at this restaurant. What can I get for you to drink today? I live to serve.
Could I get a 72 Chateau Malmont?
Okay. I'm not going to write it down. I'm going to remember it.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Can you also? I would like a Diet Dr. Pepper, please.
Philip, more ennui.
Perfect. Oh my God, that was beautiful.
Yeah. See, this is what you come to this restaurant for.
Yes.
We will be back with your drinks
shortly. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. All right.
Perhaps.
Oh, well.
Don't you just love this place?
It is different. It is. I was not expecting an experiential restaurant like this. I thought we were just going to get a meal. But, you know,
I mean,
cool.
I can tell you weren't. I mean, I of course, I wore my best. You know, it's a tie and everything. And it's is that from Hot Topic?
Yes. This the T-shirt is from Hot Topic. And the towel is from the bar outside of my bath. I don't know where I got the towel. I had it for years.
Bonjour, my name is Claire. I'm just going to be here smoking a cigarette and saying nothing, leaning against this pole, so please do not look or address me. And that's it.
I love the bride.
We have returned with your drink order. Bonjour, Claire. I expect no response. Your drink order, you had the...
Your Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yes, thank you. Yes. Thank you.
72 Marmot.
Can I... Excellent. Would it be possible to get some ice in this? I didn't mention this up front, but I am an American, so I'm going to need some ice in my sodi. No? Okay. All right.
No.
Oh, we tried, right?
That's perfect. That's
no
perfect.
Ice. Moving on to the entrees. We have a special today. The chef has delved down to the deepest in the sea, the deepest reaches of the ocean, and brought up the most wonderful coquichelle. If you would like to experience conch in your mouth, please order the conch shell.
Oh wow! Is the conch cream filled?
Your accent is a little hard to understand.
Sorry. The conch.
The conch.
Yes, the conch.
The
conch. Does the conch have a cream filling?
It can be prepared with as much or as little cream as your silly little mouth can take.
Well, this one can take a lot, so yeah. I'm very interested in the special.
Appreciate the effort going to the deepest, darkest parts of the ocean and all that, but I'm more about the suffering. Do you have something that you guys are known for, like the the foie gras? Do you have something in a veal? Something where I can feel like I am at the top of the food chain.
Man that likes the cock. This is fine. Yeah. Philip, please tell him about our humanitarian disasters.
We have a veal. It doesn't even get up off the ground. We have a foie gras. It's been buried in oil and its own fat. We feed the veal foie gras, so it's technically stuffed together. We highly recommend that.
Is that the foie vilain? I think I saw that on the website.
If that's what makes you happy to call it that, call it that.
Yeah, I'll do that. Can I get it fried, breaded with a side of ranch, please?
What? Say that again. A side of a piece of land that farms cattle, sheep, perhaps horses?
No. It's a cream-based dressing that you dip anything in and make it so much better. Are you not familiar with this?
We do not have anything like this. However, perhaps you may dip your foie gras into your counterpart's conch. Gets all the cream you need.
You can share my conch.
I don't know that I want to share. Do you have a Bernays? Well, you got to have a Bernays sauce. Can I dip you? What about that as a dip?
I can talk to Bernays in the back. Maybe he's full of sauce this evening.
What are you saying about the sauce?
They are asking for ranch.
What the fuck are you saying, man? I can't understand a garbage word that comes out of your goddamn mouth.
Bernays.
You want a bear?
No. They knew your name. They said...
They knew my name?
Do you have Bernays sauce? I said Bernays.
My name is Bernie. What the
Bernays.
Hell are you on about, man? Look,
do you have Bernays sauce?
Just take this.
Bernie, can you hand me that diving helmet? I gotta go down and get some more conch from the bottom of the oceans.
Yeah. Here, I'm tossing it to you. There you go.
Oh, there
you go, Maddie. Oh. Be back in 15. We got a full house out here. And this jerk, I can't even understand a freaking word he's saying. Look,
Maddie is the fastest. Maddie knows how to grab the cock and rip it out.
I don't think you're saying that right, man. Is that what you're saying out there to the guests? Because that's not right. You can't say cock to people.
I'm not saying cock. I'm saying conch shell. The conch shell.
You're saying a cock and then you're waving your hands around? Man, no wonder we only got two people sitting out there having dinner.
You are disgusting. Claire, you followed me in here. Stop smoking the cigarette and back me up here.
What do you want?
Come on, tell Bernice. Tell Bernice about his sauce.
I don't care about his sauce, and I don't care about you. I have had only half of my cigarette, and I'm interested only in smoking the rest of it and leaning against this pole.
Okay, Claire, at least show Bernie how you say cock shell.
You say cock. You say a conch shell.
Oui.
It's
coke
filled
shell.
With cream, a creamy conch.
Yes?
Way. All right, you two fuckers, you need to get the hell out of here, because I got nothing, I don't know what.
Guys, I've been tugging on this hose for 5 minutes. Oh, can somebody reel this damn thing up?
Oh, Maddie, I'm so sorry. Oh. I leaned my chair back on your hose. Let me help you.
Oh, I wish there was a better way, but I can't think of a better way to get these things. There you go.
Well, we are right next to the beach. This is perfect. Look how fresh these are. Look at all these conches he's got. What do you guys think?
Did somebody actually order one?
You've got a bag full of cork.
Guys had a bag full of them already? Oh, jeez.
No, he's talking about
yours.
Oh,
I gotta unionize.
Philip, this is the environment you will get to work in. When you work at Ennui de Bedex.
You think they forgot about us out front here?
No, it's part of the experience. They just ignore you for a while until you just feel the despair of the restaurant. It's a thing.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So tell me about your childhood.
It was horrible. I was like, dude, I was only 3 feet tall, so everybody's fucking pushing me around. And you talk about having zero power. It was horrific. It was the night. It's just an ongoing nightmare. You don't know anything. You don't know what to do. People are telling you you're doing stuff wrong, and you're just trying to get through your day, right? And it was horrible. I was. I'm assuming you had the same childhood, right?
I was a piano prodigy.
Hey, I'm gonna take off if that's cool. All right, man.
Legit.
Michael, I would love to hear who is sponsoring this episode of the Super Legit Podcast. Who's paying the bills?
I bet you would, Jet.
Would you mind playing that recording?
Oh,
for
yeah,
us?
Yeah, sure, of course. Why not?
Great.
We have all been there. In the middle of a long drive, in traffic, standing in line, and you have to pee so bad. You feel like your body's gonna burst from all the pee. You're just holding in so hard. And don't you wish you could have that sweet relief, but there's nowhere for you to go to the bathroom? Well, now you can have the relief and have your pee too, with the Pee Stopper. The Pee Stopper is a one-size-fits-all gender-neutral contraption that holds your pee inside your body, but allows you to release the pressure and not have any of the harmful side effects of holding in your urine. Studies have shown that not going to use the bathroom and pee when you have to urinate can cause kidney failure, liver dysfunction, cranky knees. All these things are a result of not peeing when you need to. With the Pee Stopper, you now can release that problem. Retain your pee so you're not having an awkward social situation. Plus, it's shareable. Now listen to our celebrity guest, Lawrence Welk. Yes, it now has fewer spikes. How wonderful is that? Get yourself the Pee Stopper. It comes in scented and many colorful options, including burnt sienna. Get the Pee Stopper today.
I did get a sample of it. I've been wearing it all week.
Oh.
It's been fantastic, I have to say. My pants, for some reason, don't fit anymore. There's an awkward like bubble building. But other than that, I feel so much relief and I can just go anywhere and not have to worry about it.
I didn't want to say anything, Jeff, but your knees have never been less cranky than they are right now.
Thank you very much.
I miss the time when Pee Stopper was just called a cork. But I mean, it's, you know, good for them for renovating.
Technology advances, Shawn Michael.
Okay, you're right. You're right. I got to get used to it.
Yeah. They pay the bills, so we shouldn't say anything mean about them.
So I'm going to check back in real quick here with one Jen Burton. Have you managed to restructure that story?
I don't think I can restructure it without revealing who this person is, but I'm going to tell
Tell us. Wait. Who's the communist?
Can we just say it's me?
It's me.
We can always.
I'm the guy.
We can always leap out the name.
I'll own it. No, I fucking did it.
There's probably too many identifying details. Yeah.
I'll just make it as vague as possible, which is I was hanging out with this person. I had a crush on this person. I thought that they might be interested in me. And we were out in a public space. And I'm going to tell you something that is comparative to it. It was as if two people, when you go to a grocery store and two people arrive at the same time at the cashier station. And you have this moment of like, do you want to go first? Am I going first? And sometimes people are more aggressive and they like pretend they don't see you and they kind of like get in front of you and you're like, we were both here at the same time and you're kind of mad. Do you know what I'm talking about? That moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So that whole posturing thing. Yeah.
The version I'm going to tell you is like, I was so into this person. And then what happened was, is it was as if we were in a grocery store and we walked up and this woman who was, I mean, she had to be like in her mid 60s. Very sweet looking woman. And it was as if this person said, I was here first. And the minute he said that, and he said it so rude, not like it wasn't even rudely, it was very coldly, as if she was a non-entity. And all of the feeling that I had of like my ideas about who he was as a person evaporated instantly. I was like, he treated this woman so much like she was just a non-entity. And it was such a very easy way to be, it was such an easy opportunity to be kind And I saw, like, just like it was so reflexive and so like he didn't even it didn't even occur to him that the moment meant anything to me. And I'm not P.S. I'm not saying that people have to behave a certain way. I'm not saying like if you do that to somebody, it's wrong or right. Absolutely not. That's not what it was. It was just watching him in that moment made me reconsider everything I knew about him up until that moment. Because it was
yeah,
such
it didn't
a reflexive,
align with your imagery.
Yeah, yeah, it was like this reflexive, reactive moment, and it seemed so unnecessary. The way he spoke to her was so unnecessarily rude and kind of stomped on her, and she just like didn't deserve it. And I felt kind of nauseated that I saw that, and then after that, it kind of like petered out. I hope that doesn't make me look bad, like I'm too judgmental.
But then I asked you to join the team, and you were fine
yeah,
after that.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think we did okay.
That was exactly what happened. And then, Josh, and now we're here. Anyway.
Super.
Come on in. Come on in. No, I'll hold the elevator open for you. It's fine. Come on.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
What?
Hey, can you just hold the door for me?
Hold the elevator.
Yep. No, I got it too. Yeah, come on.
Oh, come on. Thanks.
Both of you guys. Yep. Yeah. You're good.
Great.
Yep.
Great.
There's plenty of room.
Could you hit seven?
I'm in here.
We're good.
Could
you hit seven?
I can't.
For me?
And what about you, sir?
Seven.
What can I do for you?
I need floor number three.
Okay. No.
I need four two.
No. I'm gonna open it again. Come on, sir. You two. You can get in here. Everybody's getting in. Nobody's left behind.
Can somebody
hit seven? Hold the door.
Yep, no, okay, I'll do it. Okay, no,
okay, just give me a
come
minute
on.
Here. My hip's not
you're
what
fine.
It used to be.
It's okay, I'm holding the door open. Nobody can move until we let you in.
Darn
it's fine,
walker.
Take your time. No, you're good. You're good. You're good.
Hold on, the tennis ball fell off. I'll just need a minute to put it back on.
We
can
wait.
Hit seven?
It's fine.
Someone hit seven?
Yeah, no, hit seven.
Great.
All right, you're sir, you're in.
Oh,
you're
hold
good.
On, just
okay.
a minute here. My jitterbug is ringing. I think it's my grandson. Hold on a second here.
Do you mind? Can you hold it for just a second? Just 1 second.
Yeah, no. Yeah, okay. Both doors are open. I can. Yep,
great.
Hello.
Great. I'll be right back.
Okay. Great. Yep.
Hello. Leaving the elevator.
Yep. No, nope. Jitterbug.
I hit
you're
the
in
wrong
here,
button.
Hey, is seven still lit up?
All right, come on, boys. Come on, boys. In you go. In you go, boys. In you go, boys. All right. All right. Yeah, guys, they're a little untrained, but they really love people. They really
so
love
many corgis.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You think they're fewer, but then they just seem to multiply in front of you.
Excuse me. I need to get in the elevator, please.
Yeah. No, no. Come on.
Push the
on,
basement
Frank,
button.
You got it, bud.
I'm going
okay. Is everybody,
to
are
the
we all
basement.
In?
Just a minute, Sonny. I can't hear my son
sir,
here
you,
over all
no,
the noise.
Sir, you have dementia.
Make room for me, please.
No, okay, let me
I'm
move.
Squeezing
it. Is anybody else getting reception? I'm getting
right,
no reception.
Hey,
how is this?
If you just jump up,
reception?
Then there'll be more room for him
it's
to get
ridiculous.
On.
Ridiculous.
Okay, hold the elevator.
Yep. Nope. Still got
hold the elevator.
Yep.
Building yes, inspector, elevator department. Who is responsible for this elevator?
I guess the guy holding the door.
I would assume it is the one holding the door with his massive paws.
He pressed seven. Yeah. He's got to be in charge.
I don't want to be rude and actually ask everyone's weight, but if I had to guess,
that would be rude,
would
and I do
say,
not want to reveal it.
Well, okay, I would believe you are overweight. The elevator as a whole, not just you specifically, sir. However, if I did decide to say that you accuse you of being overweight, it is well within my rights as a building inspector in the elevator department to do so.
So is
I think he is overweight. Okay. Just get that out of the way.
What's our resolution here? Because I've already got seven pressed, and I'm heading to seven.
No one has any responsibility here except for the young man that was holding the door for everyone and just letting him
on. Speaking of which, can you hold it for a minute longer? My son says that he's parking the car.
Sir, we still haven't moved, so we are fine.
There's also 14 corgis at the back of the elevator that might be leading to
these guys, maybe they need to lay off the trees a little bit, but they look bigger than they are.
There goes my tennis ball.
I stepped
out. If you could have those corgis stand cutely one on top of the other, so you stack 14 corgis high, And perhaps you, sir, the large gentleman who didn't want me to guess his weight, if you wouldn't mind removing that trench coat and draping it over the corgi stack, this could get fun.
I'm not wearing anything under the trench coat.
Oh, my God. Neither are they.
I think it's a good trade-off. I think none of us mind. Yeah.
That thing is huge.
This is just how we got into a rated R movie.
I had it sewn together from four separate French crumps.
Oh, this is...
Four separate French what?
French crumps.
French...
French coats.
French toast.
There were four individual French crumps that I had sewn together to make one regular tie for me trench coat.
Okay, are we ready to go? Can I build the door?
Almost. If I could just, old man, are you able to stabilize yourself by just kind of holding yourself up against the side of the elevator?
Oh, that depends on whether I can get my arm up all the way up. It hasn't done that in years.
Great. If you wouldn't mind passing your walker to the stacked corgis in the trench coat, I think this could get even more interesting.
There you go.
And just so you know, each of them is getting off on a different floor.
Legit.
Let's just cut back and see what happens.
They're still there.
There was an apartment that my wife and I used to live in where we moved there because we wanted to get a dog. And so it was like a pet-friendly apartment. But then we didn't wind up getting a dog for years. And so it was every time you would get on an elevator, it would be you and a gigantic dog. Mm-hmm. Like there was somebody who had like a pony,
right?
Of a dog, like stuck in an elevator with you, and you just like push up against the side, and you don't have a dog, and they're looking at you like, why would you choose this? Why would you come to an apartment building that's guaranteed to smell like dog sweat and dog shit? If you don't have a dog, you're paying more for this, and I didn't have a good answer. But it did teach me to take the stairs.
Why did you guys put off getting a dog?
Because we realized that we both worked a lot and lived in a one-bedroom apartment on the second floor of an apartment in Hollywood, and it was almost cruel to inflict on a dog.
Yep.
Eventually we did, because we realized that, you know what? Everybody else is walking down the street taking a shit. Why not our dog?
Just pile on.
Yeah, I learned some very valuable lessons about how, like, pets are like kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone else's are awful.
Yeah.
I learned some very valuable lessons.
I think pets are also a great answer to this question, honestly, because in many cases, like, you know, you fall in love with this animal when it is at its most vulnerable and adorable, and like it's in a shelter or in a box or something. It's like, this thing is just perfection, and how could anyone not want this? And you take it in and you fall in love with it, and then it literally shits all over your home and chews up all your cables and scratches everything and needs to go outside constantly and is an asshole to you, and you love the fuck out of it anyway.
No, you're thinking of teenagers.
as the parent of one current and one former, you are absolutely correct, sir. Yes.
I never thought that I had a codependent relationship with all of my pets, but you've really clarified that for me.
I don't know. I really love animals, so I don't know if I've met an animal, even other people's dogs, that like I couldn't stop loving. Even dogs that are dogs are like people. It just depends on their personality. Some dogs are just shitty to certain people.
Yeah.
Not every dog is gonna love you, but I still love every dog, so I can't I can't imagine doing that to dogs.
Super.
Listen, I know you're a talking dog, and that at first seemed very cool when I adopted you, but now that you tell me horrible things about why you shit all over the floor, it's not as cool as when it first started.
Yeah, man, you're not getting it, okay? What this is, I'm what? Showing you a metaphor. All right, this is the government invented COVID as a way to thin out the population. Look, do I have to? All right, I'm gonna. Do I need to get this PowerPoint presentation back up? Fine. Okay, it's not really PowerPoint because Microsoft has chips, like 5G chips, that are listening to us have this conversation. You hear me, Bill? You hear me? I know you're not running things there, but I'm still on to you. Okay, look. The point is that in Wuhan, the CIA had a laboratory.
Just sit real quick. Sit.
Oh, you got to shell out a treat, man. You got to shell out a treat.
Every time? Right? Like.
Yeah, yeah. Because you know what? Like society, I'm easily fed and made to shut up. Right? Just toss me the opiate of the masses.
All right, here's
a bacon strip.
There you go, buddy.
Oh.
Okay. Now you're sitting. Mm. Keep going with your theory. If you have to walk it sometime, just tell me. I'm happy to walk with you. You don't have to prove a point.
I know there are preservatives in there that, like, give you, that, like, like destroy your immune system. But, man, those things are good. Like,
right? I had one, too.
I've tried the organic ones, and they're not as good. They're not as good.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. Okay, so you're telling me more about this metaphor thing. I'm sorry, man. Like, yeah, I had a long day. I came off wrong. Keep going.
Okay, so your carpet represents the Centers for Disease Control.
Okay? I'm on it. Uh-huh.
And then I represent Dr. Fauci. So what I did was I just dropped a steaming load of propaganda on your carpet right now. And you, in this case, you represent county health departments, okay? And so you had to come clean it up and find a way to take it and distribute it and get rid of it in a way that's not disruptive to the larger system.
Wait. But when I clean it up, I use bleach. So does that make me like...
In this case is a metaphor for actual bleach. Because what used for is a way, that's what the CDC uses that. They put that in the water stream as a way to make it so it's harder to recognize the fluoride that is slowly but surely turning us into AI.
Okay, so I was going to fill up your dog bowl, but it's not, what do you want? What do you want to drink? You can't do water. I'm not going to give you water. I wouldn't do you like that, buddy. What do you want to drink?
Well, not Dasani, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I look like a Dasani guy? Come on.
Okay. Let me get that. Have you seen Loose Change? Let me put it on again.
Haven't seen you at the dog park before. Can I just ask real quick why you've been going around and asking everybody if they're vaccinated?
So, look.
Because usually we just sniff each other's butts and that's like wag our tails and that's it. But like, you know, this is kind of weird. This is weird.
Look, we don't have to put it on a show. They're not watching. All right. There's you and me here.
I know, that's why I'm talking to you with words.
So the people who told you to get that shot are the same people who made it a law that they have to cut your balls off.
Wait, how can you trust them?
How can you trust them?
I just woke up and they were gone. I thought it was a thing. They did that?
Yeah, you wanna know how much they lied to you? They took something off of you and they say you are fixed. They broke you.
They call it
fixed. How can you trust anything else they're saying, man?
Are you saying I'm not a good boy? Because I've been told that a lot, and I questioned it. Every time I was like, am I really that good? But they keep telling me I'm a good boy. But like, am I? Am I?
To them, you're a good boy. You know why? Because you're not saying a goddamn thing. You're sitting there, you're eating that food, you're eating those treats, you're drinking that water.
Your dog is causing all the other dogs here at the dog park a problem. Uh-huh. So listen, the rest of us dog owners got together and your dog's dogma is too fucking much. So you
you want Spot to be part of the system? No. Have you seen Loose Change? Like that shit will change your mind, man.
Oh God, it's true. The shit doesn't fall far from the asshole, does it?
Legit.
yep. Oh, and that's the sort of aphorism that you end an episode of the Super Legit Podcast with.
Oh yeah, that sure is.
I think we've all figured out who the person you would not stand if you met in other circumstances.
I almost said it, but I figured he would just show his colors in time.
I just want to be clear for my story because now I've just been thinking about it this whole time. Yeah, I just want to make it clear that the woman was there first. That's right. What made it especially annoying. In case it wasn't clear, and it sounds like I'm being overly judgmental of this person, she was there first.
Jen. Yeah. Jen. Mm-hmm. Jen, mm-hmm. you're on the team now. We're good, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Honeymoon's over. Yeah.
Look, I just feel like have to protect myself.
Let down the defenses. No. We already love you.
I hope
so.
We're past
that point.
I just don't want to sound like I'm a dick. It really was terrible. I'm not making it up.
You don't sound like a dick. You sound like a cock.
Oh. Way to bring it around.
Michael Hyman, why don't you bring this show to a close?
Thank you, as always, to Matt Walker for our intro and outro music. This episode was hosted by Jet Kaufman, edited by Jet Kaufman and Chris Sanders, and co-hosted by Michael Hyman. Every scene you heard today was improvised on the spot, along with some of the ads, with only a light touch of editing for your comfort. If you're loving what we're doing, pause real quick and write a 5-star review before you close the app. And tell a friend about us. And if you want to submit your own question for a show, private message us or tag us on Instagram, Facebook, or Threads, or email your question to contact@superlegitpod.com. Tonight's regular cast include Josh Spence, Jen Burton, Sean Michael Boozer, Chris Compton, and Chris Sanders.
Woo!
And that's it, everyone. We did
it. We did it. So good to see you all again. Being the highlight of my week, can't speak for everyone else.
Definitely not.
I love you all, despite you.
Please enjoy your plate of hot steaming conch, covered in Bernese sauce.
Jen did say that first.
Yes, I did. Thank you.
I don't believe anything's on. Oh, my time. I kick the door. Just so I could move on. Oh, 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 oh.
Thank
credit
you.
Where credit's due.
Man, can you edit out that story?
That was fun. That was fun.
I have to ask real quick, Jen. Are you being serious right now?
I don't know. Like, now I'm like, after I told it, I was like, oh my God.
No.
I don't think this person will understand actually, first of all, I think the chance of that person listening to the show is 0%. Second of all,
who is it?
They were there.
We're still recording.
No, you don't know who it is.
I'm with you with the story, though, because I absolutely feel
did
that.
Did it sound... I just don't want it to sound like this guy did something totally normal and overreacted in some hysterical way.
Not at all.
Okay. As long as it doesn't sound that way, because afterwards
especially
I was
made
like,
clear
maybe...
that the moral, like the point was like, he chose to be unkind. When kindness is the easiest thing to do.
And that can be a person who's overall relatively decent and likable and so on, but that moment is kind of a shaking, that is a shaking moment. Absolutely.
No, he had serious moral failing, and he got what he deserved. No chance.
Like the part that really jumped, it would have been easier to like literally just doing nothing would have been fine.
It would have been fine.
This is somebody who took an active role.
And I just hope it doesn't make me sound like some weirdo. I don't know.
No.
I tell stories on this show, and then afterwards I'm like, why do you ever tell anything?